This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
It's Thursday morning and Money in Motion, and that means the phone lines are open for you. 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. We'll get you on the air with our retirement planning professionals from Claus Financial, joined this week by CJ Claus and Malia Cuevas. You can learn more about them on their website, clausfinancial.com. That's Claus, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. The telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Claus Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, the telephone number 608-442-5637. And to get on the air this morning, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. CJ, Malia, how are you guys doing this week?
Doing great. How are you?
Doing real well. CJ, Malia, how are you?
Feeling good. The sun shines beautiful and the worms are out and ready to, I think, freeze tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be a chilly one. They're going to have to get right back underground as quickly as they can. We've got a fantastic conversation ahead. We're going to be talking about some simple investing principles as well as basic strategies that can help folks prepare for retirement. And of course, a lot of great opportunities to call in and make contact with the folks from Claus Financial. Great opportunity. If you got a question this morning, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. Before we get rolling on this week's conversation, one of the great things that we do each and every week here on the Money in Motion with Claus Financial is the Claus Quiz Question of the Week. Little tip, if you listen closely to the program, typically both the question and answer come up during the show. Another fantastic opportunity to win a great prize, too, from the folks at Claus Financial, a $25 gift card to PetSmart. And before we get rolling on this week's talk, let's take a look back at last week's Claus Quiz Question of the Week. Get the question and the answer there as well.
Yeah, so last week we had a great conversation about something that many people are familiar with, and there's some that are not so much. It was regarding socially responsible investing, also known as SRI. So the question was, is the following statement true or false? Socially responsible investing, SRI, is also referred to as sustainable investing, ethical investing, and value-based investing. And the correct answer was, that is true. So congratulations to our winner last week. We had a lot of callers, but we can only have one winner a week. So congratulations to her. Thank you so much for calling. Listen carefully today.
And if you missed any part of last week's program or any part of today's program, you can always listen back at klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Also, while you're there, sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a great weekly inbox email in your inbox of a snapshot of what's been going on in the markets. Again, just head on over to klausfinancial.com. And their telephone number is 608-442-5637. So today we're going to be talking about and reviewing some real simple investment principles as well as a basic strategy that you think folks can get a lot of help from when it comes to these ideas of diversification, consolidating, and simplifying.
Yeah, so we talk about this on the show quite often where we think there is some confusion in the concept of consolidating, which we talk a lot about on the show, versus diversifying. People say those are oxymorons. I can't do both at the same time. And that's simply not true. So there is a difference between being diversified versus having 40 different accounts. And that's a little bit of what we're going to talk about here today. So we try to help our clients understand this concept of diversification, consolidation, and therefore simplification. And we think, especially as you get closer to retirement, it should be a top priority for you to start doing this. So beginning with diversification. Everyone has heard of the adage of not putting all your eggs in one basket, which we would agree with. Don't do that. But in this case, diversification does not mean having multiple advisors or money in various bank accounts. Rather, it means to put all your eggs in one basket would be to put all your eggs in, say, one stock or one bond. Here's an example. I had a gentleman come into our office. And he said, hey, I'm really diversified. And he had multiple statements. And I thought, huh, okay, maybe he is. That's what I'm thinking. And he hands over these 10 different stock statements at different custodians, Schwab, TD Ameritrade, Fidelity, so on and so forth. And he owned in those various accounts two different stocks, just two different tech stocks. You see the point, don't you? Even as you're listening to me on the air, you're going, oh, yeah, that's not diversification. So having money in multiple different accounts is not diversification. And similarly, having all of your money in one or two brokerage accounts is not a lack of diversification. What really matters here is what you own, or what we refer to as your asset allocation or your appropriate risk tolerance. So asset allocation refers to the percentage that you keep in your portfolio of stocks, bonds, and cash or cash equivalents. And in order to have a properly diversified portfolio, you'll want to have different kinds of investments that typically perform differently, which is the financial term for this is uncorrelated assets. Now, looking at the second part of this, consolidate, diversify, simplify, we're going to look at consolidating your accounts. This would be the concept of gathering all your old 401k plans, your old IRAs, and moving them potentially into one custodian, like a Fidelity or a Schwab or a TD Ameritrade. You consolidate them down so that you don't have multiple accounts sitting out all over the place. This also makes life a lot easier when it comes to meeting required minimum distributions in the future. Because you have money all over the place and you suddenly reach 72 and RMD age, it's pretty complicated to try to figure out your consolidated RMD. And then, of course, the sum of staying diversified while looking at consolidating your accounts leads to simplification. So again, consolidate, simplify, diversify. If you do these things, it will lead to a much simpler overall financial picture, which of course just makes retirement all that much easier and smoother.
Really interesting this morning, talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. If you've got a question for Malia and CJ, love to get you on the air, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Head down the road to Black Earth. And Brenda joins us this morning. Brenda, welcome to the program. You're on the air with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial.
Good morning. I've been reading a lot of information on I-bonds lately, and I'm curious to find out more about that, if you can explain what they are and how they work.
Yeah, good question. So I-bonds are a government-issued bond, and the reason you're hearing a lot about them is because the interest rates have spiked on them recently. I believe you're limited as an individual to purchasing, and don't quote me on this, but I think it's $10,000 per individual per year. There's a limit on how much you can put into them. The only piece I can't remember off the top of my head, and maybe Malia does, is the maturity timeline on these. I think you can sell them pretty quickly after owning them, but Malia, do you remember off the top of your head?
I don't know.
Okay. So yes, you've been hearing a lot about I-bonds because as interest rates have risen, the rates on these have spiked quite a bit. So I would suggest talk to your financial advisor, see if between kind of the risk return profile, if it's appropriate for you, But yeah, great question.
Really good question, Brenda. Thank you for the call. Very timely as well. Don't forget, you too can be like Brenda. If you've got a question for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, give us a call, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. We'll talk a little bit more about some important investing principles. And of course, we'll take your call next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Phone lines are open this morning, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310 if you've got questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. And Mark joins us this morning from Cottage Grove. Mark, welcome to the program. You're on the air with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial.
Hi, I retired about a year and a half ago. I'm working part-time right now. I turned 66 later this month. I was a federal employee, so I had money in the thrift savings plan. I was not a risk taker, so I didn't put it in the high-risk funds. I'm just wondering, is it a good idea just to go ahead and keep it in the thrift savings plan?
Ah, such a good question. It depends. I know we say this on the show quite a bit, is it depends on what you're trying to accomplish. I mean, the good news about the thrift savings plan is it's low cost, pretty simple. You have a few core options between a bond fund, I think small cap, U.S. stock. So low cost, simple investment platform, but whether or not it's in your best interest to keep it there depends upon your goals, objectives, what you're trying to accomplish, if you have any other debt, so on and so forth. So I would say, maybe. Maybe you should keep it there. So sorry, I can't be more direct.
That's okay. I'm not taking Social Security because I don't need it yet. My wife's 6 years younger than I am, and we don't need the money out of the first savings plan, but I just, you know, what's the best place to put it? That's all.
Right. Yeah. It really does depend on what you're trying to accomplish. What I'd say is the Thrift Savings Plan isn't going to give you a ton of options, right? It's going to be pretty simplified, low cost, but not a lot of options. So some people will end up saying, I want to have somebody either professionally do this for me, or I want to diversify into something else that the Thrift Savings Plan doesn't offer. Again, it just depends upon that that goal and objective. So you might eventually want to meet with an advisor just to see if there's something else you're not aware of. But in general, you know, you have options to choose from.
Great question, Mark. And that's it's a really, really good question, Mark. I like really good question this morning, Mark. And that is an interesting, it is a very interesting thing. And of course, we're talking with CJ Claus and Malia Cuevas. Got lines open for you too as well. 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can learn more about Claus Financial on their website, ClausFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get to know your appointment at Claus Financial. It is complimentary to you. So, Malia, when we're talking about investment principles, are there other areas there that that we need to keep in mind?
Yeah, well, we covered the first important one, which CJ mentioned, was about diversification and what that really means. The next one we would follow up with is really understanding your own time frame, just like our current caller, understanding how much time you're going to continue to work, how much time between when you're going to start pulling your assets in retirement, your an income stream. So really understanding the amount of time you have to invest your money can and should have a major impact on how you decide your asset allocation should be. What we want to remind people of is you can't make up for lost time. I mean, we all want to, no question about that. But when we tend to feel that push, like, okay, well, I didn't save as much as I should have in the past 10 years, so I'll just go out there and be aggressive. That's one side of it, or you've been too conservative. And that really can hamper our future retirement pool of money if we really understand that longevity may play a role in our future financial picture as well. So being too aggressive, being too conservative, it depends on your situation. So understand your time frame and don't think you need to bet the farm just so that you can get ahead. The next thing is understanding your risk profile. So an advisor might sit down with you and say, you know, yeah, I think you need to be a little more growth oriented in your portfolio. But it also circles back to how much loss or volatility can you personally tolerate? And we sit back and talk to clients and we tell them what we believe is appropriate for their situation. But honestly, we sit down and also say, how are you feeling about this? I mean, are you looking at your returns every single hour of the day or every day? Because if you can't sleep at night, and that's for anybody with regards to their financial picture, it is good to sit down with a professional, but also for that professional to listen to your feelings, because we want you to sleep at night. And if you're being too aggressive out there, that's not a good thing necessarily for your situation. But you do have to understand being invested, looking at stock market history, it is normal to expect a correction of 15% or more every couple of years, 20% or more every 3.5 years. Those are just some parameters. Things can happen more often or less frequently. But understand that there is risk in everything that we do. Leaving everything in the bank, for example, there's a lot of risk involved in that as well, because we're not keeping up with inflation. And then finally, trying to time the market kind of parallels what we're talking about here. You do need to learn to stay committed to your long-term strategy. And we do see, especially when we have some volatile times, we have people jumping in the market, trying to jump out of the market. And what we finally realize is, as we said before, we can't play it too aggressive or too conservative. Timing the market rarely works out. What we also see is people have this tendency, it's kind of what we call a herd mentality, is that emotion gets the best of us. We're human beings and we go, okay, well, if everybody's buying, I should be buying. If everybody's selling, I should be selling. And honestly, that's where you have to have someone in your corner saying, in your situation, it makes sense to do this or this. And generally speaking, we're going to tell you, stay invested. Make sure you're appropriately invested, though.
That is great advice and really good guidance, as always, from our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. We're just going to do our conversation with CJ and Malia. We'll talk about maybe you're feeling like you haven't done enough, put enough away up to this point. We'll get some recommendations from CJ and Malia. Of course, in the meantime, if you haven't been to the website yet, check them out online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Even better this morning, pick up phone and give them a call, 608-442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia. We'll also do the Kloss quiz question this week. We'll do all of that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Don't forget about the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Also want to hold on to that telephone number. Coming up a little bit later on in this segment, we'll do the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Chance to win a $25 gift card to PetSmart. Some great questions this morning. Don't forget, we do this each and every Thursday. You can also, as well, submit a question online at klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. So what happens that, you know, you feel like you probably, you know, you haven't done enough up to this point when it comes to planning for retirement or for your retirement? What kind of recommendations do you have for folks to, what kind of action should they be taking?
Yeah, good question, Sean. So before I actually answer that, a woman had called in earlier about I-bonds, and yeah. I just want to make a quick mention. Mm-hmm. I couldn't remember the rate off the top of my head, but if she's still listening, the reason they're becoming more popular is right now I think the rate on an I-bond is around 7% as of April of 2022. But you have to hold these for at least a year minimum, and then if you sell them before 5 years, there can be some forfeited interest. And then additionally, it's only up to $10,000 per social security number per calendar year that you can put into them. But you can imagine if you're getting 7% on that and it has an inflation hedge for you, it's pretty attractive, especially since it's a government bond. So there you go. In case she's listening, there's a little more insight on the I-bonds. But back to your question. Yeah. What do we do if we say, hey, I haven't done enough up until this point? So what we would encourage you on are a few things here. Remember that time is your greatest advocate when it comes to investing. So maximize what you can afford to invest today. Truly, one of the biggest impediments to doing this is usually not because people don't have the means, but rather their priorities are out of whack. So often this comes to do with what we would call behavioral finance. So some people will say to us, they'll come in and say, hey, I feel like I earn good money, but gosh, I come to the end of the month and there's just nothing left to save. And I go, ah, that's the first problem. I go, what do you mean? Well, because you're coming to the end of the month and asking what you should be saving. So often it's just a behavioral tweak. It's just a quote unquote, pay yourself first. So as soon as you get money into your checking account, you know, pay your mortgage. As soon as you get money into your checking account, make the Roth contribution, or even better yet, before you ever get paid, put money into your 401k plan. So often it's these behavioral tweaks that will make a big difference. Another big suggestion, if you're feeling behind, would be to look at your debt, because often what keeps people from comfortably retiring is having too much debt, which debt, if you remember, steals our cash flow. So take a look at your behaviors. Try to tweak the amount that you save, and then take a look at your debt. Another piece of advice would be make sure you're participating in your retirement plan at work. I mentioned this, but often we'll run into the situation where people have an employer willing to match contributions, say up to 3 or 5%, but the employee is not putting in enough to get the match that's being offered. So ideally, over a working career, you'd be saving 10 to even 20% of your gross income into the retirement plan, but at least make sure you are getting all of the match that is offered to you through your workplace retirement plan. And remember, in 2022, you can put up to $20,500 into a 401k or 403b. That's if you're under the age of 50. And if you're over the age of 50, on top of that $20,500, you can do what's called a $6,500 a year catch-up contribution. So if you add those two numbers together, it's up to $27,000 in the year 2022 that you could put into your 401k or 403b plan.
Oh, I was saying nice. I was getting excited. The website, clausfinancial.com, telephone number 608-442-5637. I hear that stuff. I get excited. I'm sorry. Continue on, my friend.
Oh, it's all good. No, I just ramble on and on and on. And so Sean and I bump into each other occasionally. But I will mention, so that was the 401k contribution. Mm-hmm. IRA contributions are a little bit different. And I should back up. Remember, 401k contributions have to be done by the end of the calendar year, because it's coming through your payroll. So unfortunately with a 401k, you can't get into February and March and say, oh, I'm going to go back and do a prior year contribution. Doesn't work. However, in an IRA, it's different. In an IRA, the max you can put in is $6,000 per year if you're under the age of 50, or $7,000 a year if you're over 50. But you can also contribute to those after the end of the year up until the tax filing deadline. So that's kind of nice. You can talk to your accountant, and your accountant says, gosh, it'd be really great if you made a $5,000 IRA contribution. It would save you, you know, $1,000 in taxes. You can actually do that as long as you do it before the tax filing deadline. So there's a few numbers to remember and a few things to consider if you're feeling behind.
Fantastic information. Great stuff. Don't forget, if you missed any part of today's program, you can head on over to clausfinancial.com. Listen back. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a great weekly email. Comes in your inbox. Not only does it have a link to the most recent podcast, it also has a snapshot of what's been going on in the markets. Speaking of the website, you can also submit a question. And this week, we've got a question in the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner from Rose. She says, I'm planning on beginning my Social Security benefits this year. How soon before I want to collect should I apply for Social Security?
Yeah, great question, Rose. Thanks for writing that in. So you do need to be at least 62 for the entire month to be eligible to receive benefits. So we just like to start with that. So if you were born on the first or second day of the month of any month, you meet this requirement in the month of your 62nd birthday. And if you're born any other day of the month, you don't meet that requirement until the following month. So back to your question, you can apply up to 4 months before you want your retirement benefit to start. You know, sooner than later is always better, but don't rush Social Security. 4 months is plenty of time to do that. So just remember, Social Security benefits are paid in the month following the month that they're due. And so you should expect your first payment not until the month after your first full month as a 62-year-old. So go to ssa.gov and learn how you can apply. And also remember that Monday, for all of you listeners, is the day your taxes are due for 2022. Just in case you missed that, I wanted to remind everybody. Thank you.
Fantastic stuff. Thank you so much, Malia. And CJ, of course, our retirement planning professionals from Klaas Financial online, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaas Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, the number, 608-442-5637. You want to hold on to that telephone number as well, because it's time now for the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Klaus Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller to correct answer, you win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to PetSmart. This week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week is this. If you are 50 years old in 2022, how much in total can you put into your 401k, 503b during the calendar year? Is it $22,000 or $27,000? Telephone number 608-442-5637. First caller with correct answer with a $25 gift card to PetSmart. Don't forget as well as Klaus Financial Office right here in Madison. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, that number 608-442-5637. CJ Malia, it is always great hanging out with you guys. Enjoy the sunshine.
Thanks, Sean.
Holly Frank comes your way next here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.